Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The HIV epidemic is not over. HIV is still here.
The face of HIV is so diverse.
The biggest thing to reduce HIV stigma is just to talk about it. Testing and PrEP and HIV treatment and how effective it is today.
Undetectable equals untransmittable. Whether you're positive or negative, there's not a wrong door. Whether it's testing or whether it's treatment, do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about HIV testing, treatment, and prevention at doitforyoumc.org.
Everybody, welcome back. We are back and better than ever. Volume 5 of Drunk on Ice. I'm here with we're gonna fly solo tonight, no guests involved, with my man Jason. And you know, we're here to all talk all things hockey, all things NHL, all things Flyers. So Jay, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, brother? It's been a while, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
Listen, Thanksgiving is one of the holidays that is probably one of my favorite, primarily because it involves nothing but it involves nothing but just being together, right? It's all the familial aspects of, like, whether you do a Friendsgiving, or whether you eat Chinese food or pizza, whatever it is, right? Thanksgiving is all about family. Thanksgiving was great, man. We cooked some turkey, cooked some ham, cooked a bunch of sides, and had some family over, and just had a great time. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because for me, it's kind of the same, because, you know, obviously, you know, I'm not married. I don't have kids. So Christmas for me is generally not, obviously the real reason of Christmas, we all know it's very important to me, but, you know, the whole, you know, gifts under the tree thing right now in my life isn't really a big thing because I don't have kids. So to me, Thanksgiving is kind of like my favorite holiday as well, because of the fact that it's generally, you know, a family celebration type thing, not just and a lot of times it kind of goes beyond just, you know, your, you know, individual family. A lot of times it, you know, you might kind of, you know, meet with, extended family. So yeah. I'm kind of in the same way, and I love Thanksgiving meal. Now it's funny because we actually, my dad and I, we actually went out this year to dinner.
Nice.
The first time I've done that in a while.
Okay.
So it was actually nice to not have to, like, clean up.
I would tell you, listen, that was the the not fun part of the night, right? The cleanup, the wrap up, the scrap everything off the plate, and you know put the nice dishes that you bring out a couple times a year. So that I can appreciate. For everybody looking out, you know, I think the other thing that I like about Thanksgiving is that it kind of kicks off this, like, it feels like a month of positivity, right? Everybody's kind of got a little kick in their step. Everybody's kind of, you know, got a little light heart in their mind. So I think for me, I think the Thanksgiving being kind of the jumping off point for the holiday season, really is something that I try to kind of capitalize on, keeping the holiday music, you know, on the playlist whenever we're in the car, or trying to drive around and do lights, that kind of stuff. Really just like that kickoff to the holiday season. So no, I can appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And I see we're both kind of sporting new hair wares. You got a little, you got the highlighted mustache rocking here. I'm rocking the I got a little mustache Tom Selleck action.
I like you, Donnie.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it all happened kind of on like a funny like joke. Like I had, you know, like not shaved in like a couple weeks and had like the full head of hair and shaved it all off. And I was like, oh, look at this. This is weird and funny. And my wife goes, yeah, I don't hate it. And I was like, really? So it stuck. So, you know how the phrase goes, happy wife, happy life. So here's me, Mr. Mustache.
Absolutely. I like I said, I told you that before offline. I'm digging the new look.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And you got the mohawk rock.
Yeah, well, I just got the fresh cut today. Like I didn't get the color. It was already from last time, but
okay.
Still rocking it out. So yeah. Usually I'm wearing a hat, so you don't usually see it.
Hey, listen. Yeah, listen. If there's a time for change, you know, this is the time where we can kind of start to rock the new change in new look. So, you know, speaking of time, what a better time to plug our sponsor, La Terrain Watches. If you have not checked out some of their wristwear for the holiday season, I would strongly encourage you to go over there and check out some of their, they've got a variety of things. Listen, anything between like what looks like $100 and, you know, they've got some stuff in like they've got this one over here that's like $300 $399.99. But they've got a lot of variety of stuff. They've also started to branch off into some accessories. So if you're in the mood for a new piece of wristwear to wear to tell your time for you, or you need some new sunglasses or some new men's accessories, use that DOB code at checkout and go check out some finely made American made products for the holiday season. I would also encourage you to check out the Drunk on Broad and the Drunk on Ice
American made
our merch store. We got some things over there. You know, you can, you know, purchase a gift for the holiday season and support your local down home podcast. So Jay, anything else before we dive kind of right into it?
No, I'm actually we're looking to get the merch for Sports and Metal because I got a couple ideas.
So nice.
Get that off and running. But speaking of the watches, not to stay on that subject, friend's mom just purchased one, obviously using our code S&M. But
okay,
regardless of whose code you're using, it's an awesome gift and it does help. Like I said, we all can use the help. We're all in this together. You know,
absolutely.
A lot of great people were, you know, we've talked about this numerous times, how, you know, the podcast community in our local area is just amazing. Like, we got a ton of good talent, and you know, we all eat from the same plate. So just help support us. I mean, that's,
yeah. Listen, if you're buying a watch with the Sports and Metal code, slide over to the DOB store and you know, maybe purchase a shirt. You know, so listen, there are places and ways to go and support your podcast. So just make sure that you're doing exactly what this holiday season is about, which is giving. Right. So, with that, Jay, we're going to kind of transition into our hometown team, basically giving away games. The Flyers seem to also be in the holiday season, not just offering their Santa sacks of seats and other fun stuff to attend games, but they're also giving away games. Talk to me, Jay. Talk me off the ledge here.
Oh, talk you off the ledge, man. Where do we begin? I mean, because I got to be flat out honest with you. I'm getting to the point where it's like repetitive. And you know me, like I said, I want this team to win more than anybody else. But they've been an absolute embarrassment this past month, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you look at their record in November, they ended the November month 4-7-2. Could have been 4-8-2 if they ended up playing the Islanders and losing, because they haven't really looked in the last 4 or 5 games like they've had any chance of winning any of the games. So if you really look at that, the last time they were this bad was back last March of 21. And we remember how bad that team was.
Listen, we were talking. I think the two of us are kind of like both standing on the ledge, both trying to talk each other off the ledge. But listen, I mean, they're a team that at this point has lost 7 games, and they've lost 8 out of their last 9. Like, if not for Carter Hart standing on his head in most of those games, the games aren't most, and Jay, here's the thing. Most of the games aren't even competitive. That's the frustrating part for me, is looking at these games where, like, all that positivity that we started off with at the beginning of the year has all kind of faded, right? At the scoring and the attack first and the shoot first mentality only lasted so long. The ability to be the, I mean, Jay, not for nothing, but like, what the hell happened to any kind of semblance of any kind of power play?
Dude, I mean, the power play is atrocious. It might be the worst power play I've ever seen. I think they're second to last. Absolutely ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, petition I agree. Wade is right. Like,
I got to credit Mike was in there as well, saying, listen, petition the Flyers. And dude, and listen, this was going to be the second, and we'll jump into this in a second after we kind of recap these last couple games. But like, this might be on the list of, like, what the hell do we do kind of idea. But go ahead. I wanted to just share those couple things.
Well, no, I mean, they're spot on comments. I mean, yeah. I've been saying the same thing about the Phillies for about 3 or 4 years, that John Middleton needs to sell the team, because, you know, yeah, everyone wants to continue to, you know, be positive about it. But the guy, I'm not even going to get into that, because that's another rant for another day. The Phillies and baseball, by the way, which is in a labor dispute right now and a lockout.
Hey, listen, Jay, all that to be discussed on a future Drunk on the Fightins episode.
There you go. That'll be soon to come. I don't know when it's dropping, but hopefully soon.
whenever we get some relevant Phillies content.
if the Phillies aren't crying
anytime soon, which is not going to happen, like, out this lockout.
Doing these shows, like, and talking about this team, like, it's almost like I don't even know what to talk about because, like I said, the team has been so bad. The problem to me is that you're right. All the momentum that we had built, we were all excited after the first 2 weeks. You know, Cam Atkinson was, you know, fired up. This, you know, we were scoring goals. I remember we had scored like 25 goals in the first 6 games. Since that time, it's been like, you know, one disappointment after the other. Now,
yeah.
I know that this team has had some injuries, and let's be real, injuries do hurt a team. However, they have enough talent on this team that they should not be playing the way they are. I mean, if you look at the game, so you said it, they're 0-5-2 in their last 7. Since the overtime win in Calgary that made them 8-4-2, they've went 0-5-2. So now they're 8-9-4.
Right.
And if you looked at that team early on, not only were they scoring goals, but their defense, you know, we were praising AV for how good of a job he did with kind of revamping the lineup and bringing in, you know, guys that were so-called leaders and captains, or, you know, wearing, you know, wore the A's on their jerseys.
Right.
We talked about all of this stuff. We talked about how, you know, you brought in, you know, you went from having 6 young defensemen to now you have the 3 younger defensemen and you paired them with 3 vets, right? And we talked about how the defense was playing defensively sound hockey in front of the goalies and how great the goalies were both playing. Well, if you really look at the last 4 to 5 games, yes, Carter Hart has had flashes still, and Martin Jones has had some flashes, but even they are starting to show kinks in the armor. And that's the problem that I have, because you can only sustain, you know, a run of great goaltending and your confidence if your defense continues to play well in front of them. But if
that wall can only hold so much water.
Exactly.
Right?
Look at the last 6 games. They gave up 39 shots against Boston. They gave up 35 shots against Tampa, 45 shots to Florida, 36 shots to Carolina, 34 shots to the Devils. And then this past game against the Rangers, they gave up 27. That was the low in the last 6 games. They started the season being one of the better teams as far as allowing shots, and in the last 6 games they've kind of shit the bed.
Right. So it's severely regressed from where they were at the beginning of the season. And listen, and Jay, this is something that we can talk about in that segment of, like, what are the next steps? What can we do to kind of shake up the thing? And Chip brings up a good thing. You know, would firing the coach make a difference right now? And this is something Chip will probably touch base with in that second episode after we recap first couple games in a couple minutes. But, like, I wonder, Jay, would it even be worth it? Is it the idea of doing something to do something versus doing something that would be productive?
Well, I have a couple theories to that. And I obviously, like I said, I know, you know, that we were going to kind of talk about in the next segment. So
we'll
hold off and we'll kind of circle back to that.
I believe in the biz, I believe they call that a teaser.
Yeah, I have a couple points to bring up. I kind of got some inside info to kind of share, too. So.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Shopify presents cool sheets from aha to
lying awake while you bake isn't cool. I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my aha moment. Bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify. With the help of Shopify's intuitive online store creator, I started selling sustainable bamboo sheets that keep cool year-round. And my cool idea became a reality. Hot sleepers around the world rejoice. Shopify makes it simple to keep your cool while starting and growing your business. Start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. From aha to anything is possible.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. Shopify.com/free22.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. That's called a teaser.
That's a Voorhees bomb.
From the Voorhees time machine.
Exactly.
Listen, and Wade brings up a really good point about G. You know, like, you as the person who is the captain of this team, as the person who is leading this team, there's no way that you can sit there 7 games in and have 18 points. Like, you can't be leading the leader of this team. There's a reason why this team is where they are in the standings, because the person in G who's got the highest point total has 18 points. And Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but 2 weeks ago, he was what, the 50th highest point total?
He's now the 58th highest scorer in the NHL, and he's the Flyers' leading goal scorer. I mean, point getter. Okay, in contrast, this is how pathetic that is. There are 11 teams that have 2 players at least in the top 50. Edmonton has 3 players in the top 50. Washington has 4 players in the top 50. Avalanche, 3 players in the top 50. Toronto, 4 players in the top 50. Calgary, 3 players in the top 50. Tampa Bay, 3 players in the top 50. Boston, 3 players in the top 50. Carolina, 2 players in the top 50. St. Louis, 3 players in the top 50. The Rangers, 3 players in the top 50. Vancouver, 2 players. Vancouver, lowly Vancouver, has 2 freaking players in the top 50. And we have Claude Giroux sitting at 58 as the Flyers' leading point getter. That is freaking pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. Pathetic.
indictment
on why this team sucks right now.
Well, and that gives you the perfect example of why this team is, one, in the position that they're in, but two, not breaking news, this team is much closer to a rebuild than they are to anything remotely productive. They're much closer to going backwards and selling parts and rebuilding those pieces than they are at actually making a viable playoff cup run.
We talked about it on show one when we broke down the division and where the Flyers could possibly, finish as far as the division and in this conference.
You're right.
Honestly, we kind of, I got to be honest with you. I know I'm actually not, I'm pissed off.
Jay, hey, listen, Jay, we got to get you on the Fired Up merch store and get you one of the Fired Up hockey show t-shirts.
I'm pissed off, man. And every single year, I get my hopes up for this team. It's the same thing with all Philly sports. I get my freaking hopes up only to have the same shit happen. It's called the definition of insanity, folks. The same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Jay, I had somewhat of a revelation today listening to I was listening to the Vet alumni. I was listening to Fired Up a little bit. I was listening to Chip Show a little bit. So I was getting a little variety of a bunch of stuff. I realized that I was insanely envious of like the 12-year-old kid that grew up in New England. Right?
Yeah.
Because what have they experienced their entire sports life?
Winning.
Championship. The parade.
Many.
Like they had, like that kid has probably been to like 15 parades between the Patriots, the Bruins, the Celtics, and the Red Sox. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like my entire life, I've had two parades in 41 years. Like, what am I, like, it kind of dawned on me that, like, you know what? I'm in it to win it, right? And there's not something that I think that would happen that would make me like dump it all and it not be relevant. But like, I looked at that and I was like, wow, what is going on in this city? Is this city just like the black hole? Like I'm watching this week, the Eagles lose to the Giants. I'm watching the Mets sign anybody and everybody they can, and the Phillies doing nothing. I'm watching the Sixers lose to the Celtics and lose on their West Coast trip. And then I got to watch this team lose 7 out of 8 or 8 out of their last 9. Like, Philly sports, be better. Be better.
And then on top of that, you had, you know, Chuck Fletcher come out and have a press conference, which when he called
the press conference,
I'm thinking, oh, maybe the coach is going to be fired, or maybe somebody's going to get fired or cut, or maybe they're going to announce a trade or something.
Right.
And he comes on and basically everything he said was bullshit because
Jay,
the team came out flatter than flat. And what was that actually about?
It was a press conference about nothing.
To save face? Like, dude, you look like a moron.
It was literally like the state of the franchise.
The state of the franchise is that.
But that's literally all it was. There was nothing relevant that was happening.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the world is it was like, all right, so Jay, picture this. It's like Chuck Fletcher up at the press conference or up at the podium giving his press conference. Meanwhile, the entire Flyers organization is imploding behind him. And he's saying, all is well. All is well. Right?
All is well.
the delusionalness of what is happening behind the scenes. And I know Mike and Dom talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like the disconnect between what is actually happening within the higher ups of the Flyers organization, and then what is actually the product that is on the ice are two drastically different things.
I mean, I just went down that list. How can we have teams with, you know, multiple elite players? And we're sitting here.
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Like I said, like, I feel like you're right. And I feel like, sorry, I'm just so.
No, angry, you're good.
I want to flip out, but, you know, Wade and Mike Gilletto hit it on the head. Like, honestly, that is the problem. It's up top. The ownership group is totally tone deaf to the fact that this franchise needs a major overhaul from the top down. Like, meaning they got to stop with the bringing back the same people all over. Like, you need a change in philosophy. You need to go to the days of the new NHL, which is today, which is high level talent. Like, and honestly, like, listen, I love Claude Giroux. Okay, we're going to the next segment because you
Peace.
Want my
honesty. Here we go.
You want it?
Here we go. Let's go.
I'm
Rock it up.
Right now,
what are we doing to save this franchise?
Claude Giroux needs to go.
All right.
Okay. I do feel that the coach has lost the team, and I do think a coaching change should be made. If I had my pick, I know a guy I'd love to see coach the team, and that would be Rick Tocchet, but that's for, you know, that's just a pipe dream for me. But I do have some inside info that from
Mike was saying, when I heard the name Tortorella kind of rings of a guy that's going to come in and shake things up. But Tocchet seems like almost like a no-brainer. Like he's a guy who's going to come in and what came from an era that didn't take any shit from anybody and was going to be able to kind of elevate the play of the players on the ice. So just wanted to throw that in there before you share your inside info.
Well, no, and here's the reason. So like I said, I do think a coaching change would be good.
Okay. But
the reason why I think more has to happen is because think about it. How many coaches has this team went through in the last 7 seasons? Who is the same? More than a share, right? Who is the same common denominator player that's still here? And what is the same problem that this team is having? And I'm not saying that Claude Giroux is a bad guy, but I'm telling you right now, he's obviously not a leader, and he needs to go. And the inside info that I have from a buddy, Jesse, our good friend from Flyers Alley, is he got word from somebody in St. Louis that Fletcher has been talking to the Blues about Tarasenko. And apparently Giroux's name has come up. I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm all for it. Make it happen. Because we need a change.
Sell. Like, sign me up. I love G, but I will drive G, his wife, and his 2 children to the airport.
Yeah.
If you can flip him for Tarasenko and bring, sign me up. I'm all in. Listen,
I hate to say it, but I'm at that point with this team. Giroux, he's done a lot of great for the city, I guess, but we haven't won a cup. Last time I looked, we haven't won a cup since 1975.
It's 76. Listen, if there's ever a franchise or a fan base that could use a cup and could use a parade, like the Flyers are the guy that just needs to get a piece.
You need a facelift.
They really do. And for me, like along those lines, like a guy that we had talked about on the last episode when, you know, when Jesse and Frankie were on was Johnny Hockey, right? Johnny, in my mind, like bring back. Like it hits on multiple levels, right? It hits on bringing the hometown kid home. It hits on getting you a sniper, you know, high output goal scorer, guy that's going to fast track your offense, consistently get the puck in the zone and be able to kind of navigate in and out of apprehensive positions. Like, to me, bringing in a guy on the likes of Tarasenko, Johnny Gaudreau, like those guys that could potentially be on the move, those are guys that I look at more than I think there's more value with that than there is with what Chip was saying earlier with making a coaching change. Who's the guy? So Jay, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you're somebody to hold accountable as G.
Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, how long have we overlooked that? When will he be held accountable? When will, you know, the fanboys stop saying Claude Giroux, Claude Giroux, Claude Giroux? Like, when in reality, the guy realistically, he's had 100-point season. Is he a decent player? Yes. Has he seen his best? Yes. Was he playing, having a good year? Yes. But is the team winning? No. We're back to square one.
No. And I think that's, for me, kind of where the buck stops, is like, you're not winning. Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's the face of your franchise. Yeah, he's been here forever. Yeah, the fans love him. Yeah, they buy his jerseys. But you're missing the most important piece, right? It's the same argument that people make with Jalen Hurts, right? Oh, he's great in the locker room. He's a great teammate. He is willing to work hard. He supports his teammates. But he doesn't have arm strength, right? Like, you're missing, like with G, you're not getting the most important output, which is the wins. So I think we're kind of in lockstep. I think G is the guy that's got to be the most held accountable, that is going to make the biggest difference moving forward.
I mean, how many years have we heard, oh, the Flyers don't have anybody around him? It's not like the Flyers. I mean, let's face it. I couldn't stand the guy, Jake Voracek. Couldn't stand the guy.
But
Jake Voracek was still a talent, okay?
The least I'll say with that is that, Jay, that at least Chuck Fletcher was making a move.
Oh, no, right? No.
That move to get it was addition by subtraction.
I'm not just saying that. What I'm saying is that people will make the argument that Claude Giroux has never had anybody around him. Kind of like, you know, we always heard with McNabb, you never had receivers. That's not necessarily true. Like, if you look at this team even, it's not that the Flyers have, like, terrible players. We've talked about this. The Flyers are – listen, the ultimate goal of a team is to win the Stanley Cup, obviously, in the NHL. We've seen plenty of teams win as teams with not a ton of elite players. Yes, it happens. I mean, I can think of the St. Louis Blues just a couple years ago when they won. But they still – it's hard to explain. It's not all about numbers. It's just – if you look at the Flyers team, and I watch teams like Edmonton, even the Rangers – right. It seems like we're playing in a different stratosphere. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just the eye test tells me that the Flyers are just not on the same level as some of these other teams. Like, and it's not even just about the points or the goals scored or even the goals not scored, the goals stopped. It just seems to me when I watch these other teams, like they're skating circles around us and we're just like – And you know, there's a part of me that loves the old style hockey, like in your face. I know fighting has come back somewhat in the NHL. I'm all for that. But think about it. The Flyers, if you think about the Flyers teams since the Lindros era, maybe even during the Lindros era to a certain extent, the majority of their team has always been considered muckers and grinders. And that's okay. Right. That style of play is okay if you have guys that could put the pucks in the freaking net. Don't forget, at that time when you had the muckers and grinders, you also had John LeClair, who scored 50 goals a year. You had Mark Recchi's, who scored 53 goals in 1994 or 93 it was. You had guys that could put the pucks in the net. The Flyers do not put pucks in the net. The last Flyer that had 40 goals was...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When Shopify says you can sell anywhere, oh, they mean it. Woo, hold up.
Just got a new sale. Order fulfilled and shipped. Inventory level's good. Whoa, Shopify doesn't mind if you're at sea level.
Or on top of the world!
You can run and grow your business anywhere. Climbing mountains is never easy, but at least Shopify gives me all the tools I need for my business to hit new beats!
Whether you're selling carabiners or crop tops, start selling with Shopify today and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. We've built the platform so you can keep climbing and grow your business to new heights.
With Shopify, you really can sell to anyone, from anywhere.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. 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 Internet connection required. Not available on mountaintops or seafloors.
Freaking Jeff Carter. Dude, wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I get muckers and grinders, and I get heart and having, you know, care. But at the end of the day, we need somebody that could score a damn goal.
And Jay, listen, to kind of piggyback right off where you're talking about, right? The Tocket hire, were it to come to fruition, that idea that Mike's speaking to in this, and you know, we got somebody else kind of speaking to it too. That Flyers family. Right. Do you run the risk because you're let's just call a spade, right? You're hiring from someone within the organization, regardless of what his current status is. Rick Tocchet will always be considered a Flyer and part of the Flyers organization. Does that philosophy that he brings feed into what you're talking about, right? That old kind of mucker and grinder. I think part of this and part of what you're talking about is directly tied back to this organization inherently trying to get back to the Broad Street Bullies. I really truly think that they are constantly trying to reconnect with that with that era of the organization because it's the last time that they had any kind of success.
The problem is that, you know, and obviously you know that the era that I grew up. The era that I remember the most is the one when I was kind of mostly watching was the Lindros era. Lindros, okay. LeClaire, like that's when I really started in 93.
Okay.
Go back to 93, like, you know, the Flyers, you know, you had Ron Hextall, you know, come up. Well, Hextall was in 87, so it was a little before. But if you remember, like, when you had the Lindros era, you had – like I said, you had that Legion of Doom line that basically did all the Flyers that provided the offense.
Right.
So you were able to have that mucker and grinder team around that. But my point is if you look at this team, just about every player on the Flyers is a mucker and grinder. We don't have elite guys. Like Giroux is your elite player and he's not elite level. Like he's not an Ovechkin. He's not. Ovechkin, okay, maybe Ovechkin's a little bit of an overstatement because he's a generational. No. But you can look at every single team realistically down the line. We already just said it. There's 11 teams that have at least two guys, if not three or four, in the top 50 in points.
Right.
Which means they are producing offense. For some reason, for whatever reason, you look at last year's Flyers team, it was the same way. We couldn't score goals, but we had the worst defense in the league. At least this year, we have somewhat of a semblance of a defense, which is, you know, music to our ears. And, you know, it's been a godsend to, you know, see Carter Hart kind of come back to life and, you know, play more like he did 2 years ago. But like I said, you cannot sustain that if you don't start putting pucks in the net. And for heaven's sake, if this power play continues playing the way it is, you're never going to freaking win.
No. And listen, I also think that there could be some, you know, and listen, and Mike's speaking here to the point that we were kind of discussing with G, that like, I understand what Mike's saying in that G hasn't been the reason that they've been bad.
I'm not saying that. I don't think I'm necessarily, but maybe my point is kind of mistaken.
No, listen, I don't think it is. I think your point is spot on in saying that.
Yeah, I feel like Giroux is your face of your franchise. At a certain point, there comes a time when you have to make a change. Because I think Giroux, maybe he needs to go somewhere else to win a cup. I don't know. But he's obviously not winning one here. And no, he's not helping us win. And I agree. Mike's right. The goalies, this team has really floundered at the goaltending position the last really good goalie that the Flyers had, well, you gave up Bobrovsky too early, but the last really good goalie, honestly, Roman Čechmánek was probably the best goalie that the Flyers had in the last 15 years. And you saw what happened to him. He was short-lived. He had three years where he was, really good, but he didn't do well in the playoffs. So,
yeah, no, listen, Jay, I
agree with that. Coots is he's a huge disappointment this year for what they paid. I thought that contract was actually looking team-friendly, but –
Yeah, you look at that contract and you think that you were stealing money, right? You thought that you were getting him on the hometown discount, but you're not getting the production. Up until this point, if Giroux is in the mid 50s in terms of scoring in the NHL, like Couturier, he's got 14 points. You're not getting the offensive production that you got in that first spurt, where now you're starting to see all the chinks in the armor, right? Now you're starting to see them be less and less productive on the power play. You're seeing their shots per game kind of dwindle down and down and down. So is there a line shakeup, Jay, that you make that you think what's the line shakeup that you make that could essentially stimulate maybe some offense?
Well, to me, the problem is we keep, and I hate to go back to injuries, but now we are starting to get the injury bug. Like now Farabee might be out. I haven't saw the recent report. I know he went out last game. The guy that actually it's funny because he's got a lot of flack, Morgan Frost, but I think to me, he's the guy right now that he needs to put up. Like, this is his chance now to actually say, you know what? I can play in this league. Like, now's his time. Like,
yeah, you're right.
If you do it now, then you might as well ship him out too, in a package, because I'm at the point, like I said, if they keep going this way, there's got to be a change. It's going to come a point when the coach is going to get fired.
Right.
Where they obviously are not playing for this coach. I think to me, it's evident that AV has lost the locker room. I don't think any of these players respect the guy, because if they did, and if they respected Chuck Fletcher, after that press conference, they would have come out and actually shown something. I'm not saying you need a win, but that game was so lackluster. And like you said, I thought I was watching them sleepwalk.
In watching that game, it was like a fart in the wind, right? It was like there and gone. And you're like, wait. And it was like, all right, so it's kind of like the equivalent of like, All right. So I teach, right? So it's the equivalent of me yelling and ranting and raving about X, Y, and Z, and this, and this, and this, and this has to change. And then walking in the room and offering extra credit. There was no connection between anything that Chuck Fletcher said and anything that transferred onto the ice. And I think that for me, that's the hardest part. As Dan's saying, we're looking at some of the upcoming games, right? It's not getting easier. Right. They got Tampa, Colorado, New Jersey, and Vegas coming up. They're going to have to kind of strap it on here and figure it out fast, because they could spiral from, losing 8 out of their last 9 to double digit losing streak real fast before it even hits them. And they're going to find themselves buried at the bottom of the East real fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's pathetic because it's one thing to know and admit that this team, talent-wise, isn't on par with the top teams in the East. That's okay to admit that.
Oh, absolutely.
What's not okay is for this team to play the way that it's been playing. It's not only are they losing games, the effort is not there. And that, to me, is a major problem, because at least if you were putting the effort out and you were losing, say you were losing 4-3 or even 4-1, but you were showing effort, I would be able to look at, this team in a different light and say, there's light at the end of the tunnel. But the way that they are playing, to me, almost seems like they've already given up. And that is just very discouraging, because, there was spurts last year and how bad they were, where I would see them come out fired up. This team just doesn't seem like, I don't know, man. I'm lost.
Jay, just to speak about last year for a hot minute. If I, sitting here in my upstairs alternative bedroom, had the biggest win of the season for the Flyers in winning the Teacher of the Year and winning a $30,000 grant from my school, what does that say about this franchise when the old 40-year-old bald white guy has the biggest win of the season and things have not gotten better?
A mic drop there, dude.
and Mike's saying we're tanking for Shane Wright. I don't know if we're there yet, but we're pretty damn close. Jay, anything else you want to dump and unload on the Flyers before we kind of, swing around the league for half a second?
No, because I might lose a vein. I feel like Chip on his shows when he loses his veins. I have a lot of rage pent up, and it's like I'm just so angry. Like every day, I'm like, I could. Yesterday, I was like, I'm glad my remote's still intact.
Your remote's still intact. So Jay, let's swing around the league for half a second here. So here's what I've recognized around the league. There's a lot of good teams in the East, and the West, not so much. What are your thoughts on your kind of if we want to go top five, where are you at kind of at number five?
I would say we've talked about them last show. Sorry. Edmonton. Edmonton, to me, We talked about them last show, but, you know, them being a team of the regular season.
Right. But
they're obviously, you know, we talk about how good Connor McDavid is, but, you know, look at Draisaitl right now. He's like up, leading the
Listen,
league.
Points. You got on Edmonton, at least what I can say, and yes, we know that their productivity in the postseason has not been ideal because it's not put them in a position to win playoff series. But you have to you have to admire. You can't look sideways at the fact that they've got the number one and number two leading scorers in Draisaitl and McDavid. And those two are legit kind of lighting the world on fire. Draisaitl's got 20 goals and McDavid's got 15 and he's got 25 assists. Like,
I believe he had 4 points last night too, and against Pittsburgh head to head against Crosby, which was like the big matchup of, you know, Wednesday night hockey on TNT. So, obviously I got Tampa Bay right up there too as well. I mean, they started out a little slow, but we talked about it before. I mean, they're a team that has basically they lost a couple key players. They lost Braden Point, who's out long term, maybe still out a couple more weeks. And what's his name? Why am I drawing a blank here? Nikita Kucherov.
Kucherov, right?
Yeah, he's out again. So you're talking about two of their three best players are missing, and they haven't missed a beat. They're 33 points, 3 wins in a row, and any team that has Vasilevskiy behind the pipes is going to be in any game. So and Mike talked about it on our show when we had Mike Gilletto on. They lost a couple guys to in free agency as well. So to me, that just shows how deep this team is.
Yeah, because I mean, listen, Jay, they've got six guys with double digit points. They're kind of spreading the point. It's not just a couple guys at the top of their roster. They're kind of spreading that point total out over the course of their roster, over a couple of their first couple lines.
I mean, Stamkos is having kind of a revitalization to his career too. I mean, he's playing like he's like 23.
Watching
him hit people and everything.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been a part of his game. If anybody that knows Steven Stamkos, like, you know, I saw a stat today, we'll get to him when we go to the next team, but I got Florida as the third. Because they're firing on all cylinders. And they're another team that is missing some key guys and are still competing. And this is why you get more frustrated, not to get off the subject back to the Flyers, but Flyers have injuries and they're not performing. That just goes to tell you the depth of the teams. These teams are just so deep. They have guys even in their minors that are ready now. I believe Flyers have a good farm system and a lot of
they people, really do.
But I don't think they have guys that are ready yet to step in today and kind of, you know, take over the torch, so to speak.
No, and listen, that's where these teams that are at the top, when they have those injuries, they get those guys that step up and set themselves apart. And Jay, listen, like the Panthers, like they're 12-1 at home. They've won 4 in a row. And even to talk about this something similar to what we talked about with Tampa, right? They've got 12 guys on their roster with double-digit points.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Peraton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Peraton.
Like, you cannot tell me that being able to spread that talent pool out over the course of the roster and be able to get production on every line, knowing that it doesn't matter if it's your first line or your third line or your power play or your penalty kill. Like, you know that you got guys out there that are going to produce points. They're getting solid work from Bob. Right, Bob is, yeah, he's got I think the last time I checked, it's like a 9.93% save percentage. So
he's washed.
Right.
It's funny, every time somebody says Bob's washed, he comes out and has like a Vezina type season. So it just shows you, like, you know, the guy's not washed. He's obviously on a good team right now. And your goalie, a lot of times, is only as good as your team in front of you and your defense.
Correct.
And their defense is stellar. They have a stellar defense. And the funny thing is look at those two teams. Edmonton is a plus 21. Florida is a plus 22 in goal differential. So it's not – which that's in the top five. So obviously, top five goal differential translates to top five team in the league. Because you're putting pucks in the net and you're not allowing goals. And that kind of goes hand in hand together. And that brings us to our second team right now. And that would be the Washington Capitals. And
how painful is that to know
a stat today. A guy shared in one of my group chats. Let me pull it up here.
Sure. I mean, listen, so, Washington is, you know, 5 wins in their last 7. Go ahead.
Alex Ovechkin, top goal scorer since 2005-2006, right? Alex Ovechkin, 749 goals. How about this stat? 3,160 hits. Okay. Now look at the next guy. Sidney Crosby, 488 goals. That's almost more than half.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than half.
897 hits.
Oh, man.
Dude, you can't compare. Alex Ovechkin is the best player of our lifetime. Today.
You could argue that. And Jay, now, like, he's a guy that I wish played in this city. When you talk about who's a guy outside that never played in this city that you wish played in this city, he's a guy that this fan base and this city would have fallen in love with. There would have been number 8 jerseys everywhere. I really wish that we had the opportunity. When I see him play, and this kind of came up last week when we talked about guys that we would bring back for the Flyers this year, he reminds me a lot of 88.
He does, but not with the injury history. Yeah.
But with the longevity, right? The things that you saw with 88 and Lindros when he was healthy. And listen, we have to put that in air quotes, right? When he was healthy, because it was more often that he was not healthy than healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was
style.
It's the same style, same tenacity. Yeah,
hits everything in sight, and is a playmaker. And like I said, Alex Ovechkin, 37 points right now. I mean, the guy's going to have another 130-point season. The guy's just absolutely amazing. And they're getting great goaltending. So, Washington to me, number 2. And then, there he goes. Look.
Yeah, there he goes. So, Jay, number 1?
Number 1, I mean, how can you not go with Toronto? Because, honestly, right now they've just been absolutely amazing.
I mean, listen, Jay, they are essentially steamrolling people. So, like, they're, you know, also with Washington, also getting 5 in a row. You know, they got 7 players in double-digit points. They got, Jay, out of those 7, they got 4 guys that have 20 plus points, right? So they are really setting themselves. And listen, we're not a stat pod, right? But it's important to be able to recognize the fact that, like, when we talk about what has been the consistent message about these top five teams, production across the board. Toronto's got it all.
Yeah, their goalie's playing out of his mind. I mean, so all five of those teams, what have they been getting? Balanced scoring, great defense, and solid goaltending, which makes for winning hockey. It's not that hard, guys. And the Flyers right now are 1-for-3. And their goaltending has been a little suspect the last couple games. So we'll see.
Yeah. And listen, Dan, yeah, I agree. Lindros would have had
a field
day. If he played in this era, he would. I think what you see out of McDavid now with his ability to be able to navigate the ice in whatever way, shape, and form he wants, I think that's the kind of production and the kind of play that you probably would have seen out of Lindros.
Absolutely.
So, Jay, anything else? Listen, the team for me that's kind of on the outside of that top five looking in is a team that the Flyers faced in the Rangers. Winning, you know, they got a 4-game win streak. They've won 8 out of their last 9. They're getting solid play from Sturkin and Ned. Like, that's a team that I look at kind of on the outskirts of the top five.
How about that the Rangers go from Lundqvist to Shesterkin and don't miss a beat? I mean, like.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Listen, what do we know in Philly? We can't have nice things. Anything else, Jay, you want to get into before we get into our three stars of the night?
No, I think we touched on everything. I mean, obviously, I agree with you about Alex Ovechkin. I wish he was a guy that we could have had here in Philly because he definitely fits the mold. Everything about the guy. I mean, how can you not love him? I mean, you look at Alex Ovechkin and you look at Sidney Crosby, and you couldn't have two different type players. I mean, Sidney Crosby to me is a prima donna. He's a baby. And, you know, Ovechkin, like I said, he hits everything in sight. He welcomes, you know, not fights necessarily, but what's the word I'm looking for?
He's not afraid to be aggressive.
Exactly.
He's not afraid to throw the helmet off and kind of mix it up a little bit. He's a guy that you feel like when he steps on the ice, you're getting everything that he's got every night.
The ultimate competitor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So why don't you go first this time?
Sure.
On our three stars of the night segment.
All right. So third star, I want to talk about the TNT coverage. To me, seeing where hockey coverage was, right? Hockey was the redheaded stepchild. No offense to my wife, who's redhead. But they were on the outdoor network. They were essentially on the island of misfit sports. They were the drop-down menu on ESPN. Like, you couldn't find hockey coverage if you tried. To see what TNT is doing right now with this coverage and bringing in the notable characters of sports coverage in Charles Barkley, but also bringing in the hockey people that people trust, is elevating the coverage of the sport and raising the awareness. So for my third star. Third star goes to the TNT coverage of hockey. Second star, guys, it's going to go to the ageless wonder, a guy who is essentially getting his absolute best season in is Obi, right? Ovechkin at 36 is having what you could venture to say is his best possible year of his career, is playing lights out, carrying that Capitals team to be at the top of the East, is going to be another threat to bring another cup to DC. Ovechkin gets my second star. First star goes to something that we're going to touch on, Jay, before we kind of wrap it up, which is the Podcasting for Cancer event that's going to be going on tomorrow that we'll speak to in more detail. But shout out to the guys at Old City that are doing a Podcast for Cancer awareness event that they're raising money for someone in their community that's trying to help them kind of navigate the medical ventures and the financial struggles of trying to battle that illness. So my first star goes to them.
It's a great one there.
Yeah.
Well, that's my first star as well. So, you know, we've shared out their, event info. We will share it out again on our, after the show's over. I don't know if you could bring it up, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now.
All right, good.
There we go. So you're looking at, Saturday the 4th at Iceworks in Aston, starting at 1 p.m. If you can't make it out there, there's information on that we're going to share out through our social media that you can make donations via Venmo to if you can't make it out there. But one of their guys, Jake Long, his dad is burdened with esophageal cancer. So they're trying to raise money to help him kind of alleviate the financial burdens of the treatment. They're going to have some door prizes. They're going to have some giveaways. They're going to have some, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but some former Flyers out there that are going to be able to help kind of raise the awareness of what's going on here for this guy that's battling cancer.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an awesome time. You know, you'll get to meet all the guys from the network and the gals. It's just going to be an excellent time. I'll be there. You'll get to
meet you're on mute
in the flesh. I'm sorry.
So, not sure what happened to Jay's mic, but Jay's muted.
Am I on?
We lost his mic. Here we go. But
how about now?
We're going to get Jay's mic back in half a second here. But yeah, that information we're going to share out via social media, and we're going to be able to try to get as many people on board with that as possible. So
can you hear me now? Can't hear me.
So. With that being said, we got our next show will probably be coming up in a couple weeks, right around think about the middle of December. We'll check back in. Hopefully the Flyers are doing a little bit better. Hopefully they get on track. That being said, you can check us out anywhere on your streaming platforms on you can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, on Apple, on Spotify, on all your streaming devices. We've got all of our information on our LinkedIn. Go out and support some local podcasts. Do your Christmas shopping. Buy some of the gear. and make sure that you're able to have a good beginning part of your holiday season. So with that, we will check in with you all next week. Have a great night. Jay, you back?
Can you hear me?
You're back. There we go. We got Jay.
Yeah, that was weird. Technology, folks. Technology.
We navigated though. Jay, you're 3 stars before we wrap it up.
Well, that was my first star, and my other 2 stars were just the Lucas Raymond for winning Rookie of the Month from Detroit. Yo, he actually became only the 2nd teenager to ever score an overtime goal other than Steve Yzerman, the legend. So he's my 2nd star. And then my 3rd star was Braden Holtby's show-stopping sequence the other night. If you haven't checked it out, please go back and watch it. It was like 3 successive, you know, highlight reel saves in a row to you know, stop the other team from scoring. So that's my third star. And as I said, please come out to the benefit. Iceworks on Saturday from 1 to 5. You will get to meet me in the flesh and a lot of great people. They're going to have good food, lots of drinks and a lot of door prizes. So come on out, support a great cause for Jake Long's father and his family. And like I said, I'm, you know, just glad to have another show with you, Don. Love doing this. Absolutely. Had a great time, even though I lost some of my veins. But hopefully these Flyers get it turned around, or else I'm going to start losing hair.
listen, you'll end up like me, follically challenged. But, listen, I'd be remiss if before we didn't get out, we didn't wish Dom from Fired Up. Dom's getting married on Saturday this weekend. So shout out to Dom and his bride to be nuptials taking place on Saturday. Really cool. Congrats, for Dom. Him to kind of start that adventure. Make sure that you are checking out all of our content, like we said, on all of our social media. If you go to our Twitter, go to the link tree, you can find all the podcasts, all the information. That being said, Jay, go Flyers. We'll get out of here and we'll check back in with you all in a couple weeks.
Go Flyers.
Go Flyers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.